Good morning. Today we continue the series on the fourth servant song recorded by the prophet Isaiah in the biblical book that bears his name. The fourth servant song has as its subject the atoning death of the Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah prophesied concerning Jesus' death 700 years before the crucifixion took place. Specifically, the fourth servant song is found in Isaiah chapter 52, verse 13, to Isaiah 53, verse 12. Today we will look at Isaiah 53, verse 12, which reads, "Therefore I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors." One of the dominant themes that emerge from a reading of verse 12 is the exaltation of Christ. That theme is the subject of this morning's message. Verse 12 begins with, "Therefore I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong." The language used is akin to an army general winning a battle and then sharing the goods taken from the enemy. A somewhat similar imagery is evoked in Colossians chapter 2, verse 15, where Christ is portrayed as a conquering military hero. Having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. Isaiah 53, verse 12, re-echoes Isaiah 52, verse 13, which says, "Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high." The crucifixion of Christ, in the eyes of the people, looked like a defeat for God and all that pertained to God. But the crucifixion of Christ was the very opposite. It was a tremendous victory for God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, his Son. When Jesus went to the cross and rose from the grave, he secured a victory over the power of sin, victory over Satan, victory over all that would defeat us and keep us separated from God. The fourth servant song is sometimes called the suffering servant. But perhaps it should really be called the victorious servant. The fourth servant song begins with suffering, but it ends with the victory and exaltation of Christ. This shows that there was purpose to Christ's sufferings. Christ suffered with an eye on the prize. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2, in describing the atoning death on the cross of Christ, says, "Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." Christ being at the right hand of the throne of God is the epitome of exaltation. Philippians 2 verse 9 describes well the extent of the exaltation of Christ. Concerning Jesus, it says, "God has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Christ, having suffered for the sins of the world, is victorious now, but his victory will be fully realized when Christ returns to earth to defeat the world's rebellion against God, judge the ungodly, and establish his glorious thousand-year kingdom on the earth. Christ will receive the title deed to the earth as per Revelation chapter 5. Then the kingdoms of the world will become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. When God the Father, through the prophet Isaiah, says in verse 12, "Therefore I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong. The great and the strong are the multitudes whom Christ has justified. That is, those who Christ has declared righteous and therefore fit for heaven. The strength of the great and the strong did not originate in themselves, but in the power of the indwelling Holy Spirit. The great and the strong will be exalted as joint heirs with Jesus. All the redeemed of all ages will be part of an everlasting fellowship with Christ. Everything Christ possesses in the new heaven and the new earth will also be the possession of all persons who have surrendered their lives to him. Such persons will reign with Christ, both on earth during the millennial kingdom and forever in the new heaven and new earth. So, there is a sense in which the exaltation of Christ secures also the exaltation of persons who have received God's gift of sins forgiven on the merits of the atoning blood of Jesus. Verse 12 presents at least three reasons for the exaltation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Firstly, he was exalted because he poured out his soul unto death. Literally, it means he exposed his soul to death, in the sense that he willingly gave up his life. Jesus, speaking in John chapter 10, verses 17 and 18, said, "I lay down my life, that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again." Christ's willingness to pay the ultimate penalty of suffering and death exemplifies a humiliation and sacrifice far above all others. Secondly, although Christ committed no sin, he was numbered with the transgressors. That means he permitted himself to be listed with sinners. Rather than remaining a high exalted one who was totally separate from sinners, Christ allowed himself to be identified with the sorrows and sufferings of people, including the most egregious sinners of his day. Viewed from the perspective of God the Father, Jesus hung on the cross as a sinner. As he hung on the cross, the Father saw in Jesus every variety of sinner that existed since time began. The Father saw in Jesus a crooked businessman, a crooked politician, a murderer, a liar, a sodomite, a prostitute, a gossiper, a rapist, a gunman, a scammer. Jesus was seen by the Father of guilty of all the sins you and I had ever done. Jesus was seen by the Father as guilty of all the sins that had ever been committed and that will ever be committed. Thirdly, Christ not only identified with the plight of sinful people, he bore the sins of many. This means that Christ accepted the load of the guilt of the many so that he could make atonement for that guilt. The many refers back to the many he justified, that is declared righteous as described in Isaiah 53 verse 11. These would include the many Israelites who were appalled at his disfigured looks in Isaiah 52 verse 14, and the many who like sheep had gone astray, everyone to his own way, as described in Isaiah 53 verse 6. Christ's exaltation is a shared exaltation. Every repentant sinner will share in the glories of the exaltation of Christ when he returns to rule and reign on the earth. I am encouraging you, my non-Christian friends, to get right with God today. Tomorrow is not promised to you. Surrender your life to Christ today. In that way, you can be assured of sharing in the glories of Christ's exaltation when he returns. We will conclude the series on the fourth servant song next week. Until then, may Christ bless you greatly.